Hi, and welcome to your Daily Educator. Today, we're going to talk about whether your child with neuroblastoma or any other childhood cancer should undergo one bone marrow transplant or two. This is a very important and difficult decision to make. When we were faced with making that decision for our daughter, we weren't sure what to do, to be honest. But for some reason, neither myself or her father was on board with doing two. And in hindsight, we wish we had only done one. When it comes to your child getting a bone marrow transplant, you will have to assess where your child is now, and if they have any underlying issues that will make the outcome of two bone marrow transplants unfavorable. Number one, how advanced is my child's cancer right now, and are they a candidate for transplant? In other words, where are they now after receiving the first introduction to chemotherapy? As some of you may not know, a bone marrow transplant is not the first part of treatment. It is done in the second half of treatment after receiving a few rounds of chemotherapy. If you are unsure what a Curie score is, let me explain. A Curie score is a system developed to predict the severity of the disease. It's a calculation of the amount of disease in the body. So, for example, when my daughter was diagnosed, her Curie score was at a 26, I believe, which is considered high because she had bone marrow involvement. After the first half of treatment, it went down to a 2. She was then able to continue on to a bone marrow transplant. However, I've heard of children not responding to treatment in the beginning and not being able to get a bone marrow transplant. Their treatment regimen had to be altered and tailored to their specific needs. The second question you should ask and assess is if your child acquired any complications from the first half of treatment. So, what you would want to know is if your child developed any injury to their kidneys or heart. Are any of the organs inflamed? If so, can it be treated so that you can proceed with the bone marrow transplant? If your child's kidneys took a hard hit from the first few rounds of chemotherapy, you may not want to proceed with a bone marrow transplant to prevent further damage. The third and important question you should ask is, does your child have any colds or viruses prior to starting the transplant? In my opinion, you should never allow your child to do a transplant while sick. In our personal experience, my daughter got sick with RSV after the first bone marrow transplant. Her medical team wanted her to proceed anyways, and we asked for another week for her to get better. A week passed, and she was still presenting with a very active infection with symptoms. The team insisted it was fine for her to proceed, so we did. It is something to this day that I regret because doing the second transplant with a very active RSV infection almost killed her, and she walked away from it with a few complications that requires for her to be on meds and continuous oxygen. So, it's important to remember that although the medical team may be encouraging you to go through with something, you really have to think about your child's position and strongly advocate for them so they can have the best and safest outcome. And ultimately, if you decide to do one transplant or two or none, just know that there are cases out there where the child was not a good candidate for a bone marrow transplant, and they still did very well with other treatment options and evidently went into remission. That goes to show that it really depends on the child. Thank you so much for listening to your Daily Educator, and please like and share this podcast channel, as well as share it with others who you feel might benefit from this information. Thank you, and we'll chat again next time.